Why not?
Holy mother of God. You know, this, whatever the fuck I had, it was fucking furious. I mean, it really was. It was something that I haven't experienced in a long time like this. And it seemed like I had something similar to my little one because that's just been going around. Mom had the flu. I know she had that, but my daughter didn't have it. And I think that's what, whatever she had, I had, definitely had. And it was something potent. Holy cow. And I uploaded some podcasts that were done before that because, man, once I got the Z-Pak, it was perfect timing because that whole day, even that night, just the next few days after that, and I was on Wednesday, and now today's Sunday, I was horrible. And there was no way I was leaving the area, leaving my place. And even now, I'm not 100%. I would say I'm at 75%. And holy smokes, man. I don't wish this on anybody. But yeah, anyway, I made it and I'm back on track. Hopefully, I got things to do behind on work, behind on everything. But, you know, mentally, I was thinking about that, man. Just the countdown from the workplace has already begun in my head. Even though the insurance is going to cost me like $2,000, it's like, wow. Like, insurance is no fucking joke. And the insurance, the crazy thing about it is, let's just say I'm going to do the Cobra, meaning I'm just going to take it because your employer can provide you with the same insurance, albeit it'll be, you know, 5-6 times more than what you currently pay. But, you know, you're able to get that for 18 months, but it's no different than if I was to go online and go to like the Blue Cross, Blue Shield, or to Cigna, whatever other insurance companies, and their benefits are shittier. It's like, it's so fascinating. When I was doing the research and I was trying to find insurance rates for something comparable, not even close to what I fucking pay, and it's like $400 less, and in some cases $500-$600 more, and it's nowhere near as good as the one I have at the county. So I know I'm gonna miss that, but you gotta bet on yourself. That's the one thing that I've been thinking throughout this fucking plague that I've been dealing with, is that, you know, you gotta just bet on yourself. You know, this is the reason why you moved down here, to go ahead and do some things. Now, granted, I do enjoy the balance that I have, the space, but at the end, I'm a hustler. At the end, I know I could do better, and I think that I'm limiting my potential, although I do have a bunch of student loans. I mean, it's going to be like, what, 50, 60? I want to say it's almost 80K from the master's program. Goodness, man, they fucking ripped me off, and I'm not going to be able to use that, but I'm always going to have a backup plan, so that's fine. But I always wanted to get my master's anyway. But yeah, it was, it's one of those experiences that you sit there and you start thinking about everything, right? When you're sick and when you have, no one's calling you, no one's bothering you, you have nothing to do, you can't do anything. I mean, your brain is just there and you're just having conversations with it. And obviously I couldn't even talk, but as far as internally, man, I was just saying to myself, man, you know, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's going to cost you money. You're not going to have insurance, whatever the case is, but man, I'm going to have insurance, but it's going to be expensive. But, I mean, you just got to bet on yourself that you're going to provide and you're going to do better and that you're not going to limit yourself to what your potential is, because I know what I can do and I can't do. And at the end, well, I mean, I can go back and work. I can go back and get a W-2 job. That's not going to be an issue. I think right now it's just a good time for me to just test my mettle, test my might. And as long as I provide healthcare for the little one, as long as I pay for the bills, and then I'm okay. Even though it's going to cost me an arm and a leg, it's something I have to do at this stage. It just feels that way for some reason. It just feels as if, okay, man, this is, the county was a good run as far as the old W-2 job that I have. Hey, it's a good job. It paid the bills, but now that they're, you know, having an issue with you moving on and doing bigger and better things as far as with your daughter, right? Then you got to go ahead and make a decision. But mentally I've checked out. Hopefully the situation that I'm working on works out. If not, I'll find something else. I mean, that's the thing about life. It's that just things work themselves out the way they should, just because, I don't know. But they always work themselves out. They always have for me. They may not make sense at that time, but they always make sense. That's what I always say. One day it will all make sense. And when it comes to decisions like this, where you know it's going to be a totally different dynamic, you got to go ahead, but you got to follow your instinct, man. You got to follow that gut. You got to trust yourself. And I love that. I think that I could put the money on myself and know that I'm going to make it out one way or the other. And that's a beautiful mindset to have, because this is not the first time for me that I've been put in tough positions. I remember first time moving to Atlanta. I moved out to Atlanta after 9/11 just simply because there wasn't any jobs that I could find at that time. The economy tanked, obviously, during that attack. And I just recently graduated and people were not hiring. It was hiring freezes happened. And then you had the situation of where you get out of college is you don't have enough experience. You did great. You do great in interviews. You do great in having an opportunity to talk to people. But they always, it just seemed like at that time, people wanted experience. They wanted to have somebody that, you know, knew what they were talking about instead of training them. And I don't necessarily agree with that, because I think you want to give opportunities to, depending on the job, you want to give an opportunity to the guy that's hungry, the guy that is newly minded, because you can mold them a certain way. I think experience sometimes is overvalued just simply because they're definitely set in their ways. People, and you learn that where I work at, is that people just say, well, I've been here for 25 years, so I don't need to do that, or things are not done that way. And that's something that we all fall into a trap whenever we have a lot of experience. And I remember the guy here, oh, well, I have a bunch of transactions, history. And you just hear people talking along those lines. Like, all right, dude, I get it. But, you know, you got to be able to think outside that box. So, yeah, for me, that having those challenges caused me to make a decision during that recession. And you say, okay. And I knew people in Atlanta and I knew people in Phoenix. That was my roommate. They lived out in Phoenix, my roommate in college. And then I had my former head coach out in Atlanta. And I decided to go to Atlanta because it was closer. So let's just say if I needed to come back home for anything, I was only a 6-7 hour drive, hour flight versus Phoenix. That would have been 3 or 4 day drive and a 4 or 5 hour flight. So that's where I made that decision. But I went out there on a whim. I just made a decision and tried to look for a job. I remember just going out there working at the mall, working selling shoes. And I remember one time they trying to have me go door-to-door sales. And I did that for a day in the cold. So I was trying to find everything and anything, and I ended up at Delta. So that was a pretty cool opportunity and experience. But I lived out there on my own. I didn't have anybody. I slept on couches. A couple of times I slept in the car. Just things like that. And it, you know, eventually I had some roommates and I went ahead, but they put the clock on me like, hey, man, you know, we're trying to, you got to help yourself, so you got to go find a job or whatever. And, you know, people are always shocked at my quick turnaround to find solutions. I think they're not used to, I realize that people are not used to having problem solvers or people that are go-getters like myself, where if you try to put me in the corner, like I know it's going to shock my job when I leave, because they're not used to having people, when they talk to them a certain way, condescending, or try to pit them in a position where they're trying to impose their power on them and they don't feel that person has a choice, whereas I show them I have a choice or I'm able to do it. So this is going to be no different. And it's one of those things that, you know, it's going to be different challenges, but it's something I've never faced before. So I'm looking forward to it. It's not a matter of if it's going to happen. It's a matter of when. When am I going to pull that plug? And I know that it's going to be unfortunate. I'm not going to make any friends. It's not going to be a happy story for people at work. But again, I wasn't looking for this. And that's the one thing I keep telling myself is like, hey, man, I never want to leave. I never had any intentions of leaving. But if you're going to go ahead and say something about this, about me being a parent, then that's a game over for me. And I just with the current opportunity that I'm working on, I've reiterated that, said it plenty of times. Look, I got to go be a dad. If that's something that bothers you, where you have an event and I got to go be a dad, I'm not going to be at the event. Just letting you know, Because you have to, and I say it multiple times, and I tend to repeat myself, but I want to make sure that they are crystal clear about that decision that I'm making is 100% based on having that flexibility, you know, and then I got to figure out the other variables, but at the end, I need that flexibility. I need that because where I work and where I live is too far apart, and I'm needed. You know, I don't have a support system. I'm a one-man show. And these are the things that you have to decide, or you have to put in place as far as these, what are these called? What can I call these? These are contract negotiations. As far as, you know, look, I can't be around, bro. I'm not going to be here, you know, 60 hours a week like everyone wants you to. I can't do it. And, you know, ultimately what's going to happen for me if it doesn't work out anywhere else, you know, I'll eventually find something that will fit. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, yeah, you got to bet on yourself. You got to bet on your abilities, on your work ethic. You got to, and especially for me at this stage in life, it's not something that I haven't weathered the storm as far as obstacles and challenges. But, you know, it's all good. I'm definitely happy I'm making this decision. It's funny because I'm just in a mindset at work where I'm halfway checked out. I don't even want to do the work. I just do whatever the bare minimum is. But I know my boss is going to hate it. But hey, at the end, he didn't fight for me. You know, at the end, my immediate manager, he didn't fight for me. He hasn't, you know, the only thing he does, he protects me from the yelling, which I usually get once a year. And but I know it's his wife that has him in that position. So hey, that's life though. They'll figure it out. That job doesn't matter if I leave, you know, they'll have somebody there in a couple weeks. And that's the thing about us, man. We're all replaceable in our workplace. And if you think otherwise, good fucking luck. Because if you think you're going to die in that company or whatever institution you work for, it's going to collapse because of your absence, you are fucking naive as hell.